September 23rd, Jesus says, "In the meantime, I tell you that the episode on Wednesday, September 20, if you produce a well-ordered work, ought to be situated a year before my death, because it occurred at harvest time in my 32nd year. The need for comfort and instruction for you, beloved, and for others have forced me to follow a special order in giving the visions and related dictations. But in due course I shall indicate to you the way to distribute the episodes in the 3 years of public life. The order in the Gospels is good, but not perfect in terms of chronological order. A careful observer notices this. The one who could have provided the exact order of events, because he was with me from the beginning of evangelization until my ascent, did not do so, for John, a true son of the light, was occupied and concerned with causing the light to shine through his robe of flesh in the eyes of heretics impugning the truth of the divinity enclosed in human flesh. John's sublime gospel attained its supernatural purpose, but the chronicle of my public life was not assisted thereby. The other three evangelists show similarities among themselves in terms of events, but they alter the temporal order, for, of the three, only one had been present for almost all my public life, Matthew, and he did not write it until 15 years after, whereas the others wrote even later, because they had heard the account from my mother, Peter, and the other apostles and disciples. I want to give you guidance in gathering together the events of the three-year period, year by year. And now look and write. The episode does not follow the one on Wednesday, September 20.